I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hello, chickens. It's the fabulous Adam Richard. This episode of My Theory podcast is brought to you by the hard quiz book of the world's hardest asses, available from the end of this month from wherever you get your quality books from. This is the fabulous Adam Richard. I'm watching the War Games still, episode 2, and the Doctor was being shot last episode in a firing squad, and then there was a bang, and the Doctor is not shot. He flinches and then realizes he hasn't been shot. Some other poor sod is by a dude who's hanging out the window who looks like a Confederate soldier, which makes no sense because it should be a German. Because they're in World War One. So I think that's our first indication things are wrong. Zoe frees the Doctor in the commotion. And then we're back with General Smythe, who's yelling at the technology behind the painting, the little TV screen that he's got in there. He says, I'll go into the conference. And then we hear like a TARDIS type noise. Not the meh, meh, but the whoop, 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 whoop one. Yeah, I'm real good at sound effects. then as he's heading over to his box that's just appeared in the corner, Ransom comes in and's like, is freaking out. Ransom's the best. I love him. So Smythe puts his glasses on and wipes Ransom's brain, however his glasses do that. And then Smythe gets in his box and disappears. And then Ransom's like, oh, that's right. He went to that meeting. It's like, no, he didn't. You just saw him get in the box, mate. Oh, come on. Then we're in Jamie's cell. He's yelling out through the barbed wire. And some bloke in old clothes is thrown in there. He's wearing a wig. He looks like a red coat. It freaks out at Jamie being a Highlander. It's like, Highlander! He can't remember how he got there. And he thinks it's 1745. The Doctor, meanwhile, has worked out where Jamie is. He is looking through like a little, I was going to say a periscope, but he's not in a submarine, a telescope. He's got a little telescopey thing. So he flags down a car with a soldier in it and then starts blustering, demands them to take them to the prison. The soldier's very confused, but does what he's told. Meanwhile, the 18th century soldier with Jamie remembers a mist descending. And then he saw some horseless carriages and big guns. And Jamie's like, oh, yeah, I've seen those. meanwhile, we've got another British soldier who's answered the phone. He goes, who, civilians? Well, tell them to wait. I'm having my tea. So, of course, the Doctor storms in and starts screaming at him, claiming to be an examiner from the War Office. He's like shouts at so much the man freaks out. He's like, Meanwhile, Ransom's pointing at things on a map, says they have to recapture the Doctor, and orders Carstairs, Lieutenant Carstairs to come with him, and Carstairs and Lady Jennifer are like, oh, I hope they get away. Ransom, meanwhile, is a little bit confused about where General Smythe is, which is an understatement. Jamie and the Redcoat are fighting. Other soldiers come in and break it up, and then they get attacked. Oh, it was a ruse! And Jamie's like, you fight well for a Redcoat. Carstairs didn't find the Doctor. I don't know how much time he spent looking. Lady Jennifer says that the court-martial was weird, and she thinks she's remembering something. She said she was on her way to the hospital and she remembers a mist. And then Carstairs is like, well, maybe the Germans have invented a gas that alters people's minds. Yeah, that's sensible. More as sensible as anything else in this episode. The Doctor inspects a register of prisoners. He finds Jamie on there and asks to speak with a prisoner as part of my examination. The commandant gets a call that someone's escaped. Oh, it's Jamie. And then Jamie and the Redcoat are running away and they're shot at. The commandant gets another phone call. He doesn't leave his office. He just takes phone calls all day. He's very busy. That someone's escaped. Someone was shot trying to escape. And they're like, oh my God. But it wasn't Jamie. We don't even get a moment for this to be a tense thing. It's like, oh my God, Jamie's shot. No, it's the other guy. So Jamie's brought in before the Doctor and the Commandant, and every time Jamie tries to talk to the Doctor, he screams at him. He's like, Doctor, yes, I'll catch on, Doctor, if we need you. it's very silly. So the Commandant finally goes, I think this Doctor's lying, and starts to ring General Smythe to work out what's going on. So Zoe smashes him on the head with a vase full of flowers. And they're about to walk out when, in an exact replica of the moment from the last episode, as they're about to escape, Ransom wanders in and is like, no, would you like a lift? And I'm like, oh my God, what is it with Ransom just turning up at the right time as people are escaping? Ransom's telling Lady Jennifer and Carstairs when he gets back, he's like, oh, I've caught them. It's pity, really, because they seem like fun people and we're going to have to shoot them. Jamie tells the Doctor about the Redcoat, and the Doctor's like, why are there these anachronisms? There's that soldier from the 18th century. There's, you know, the futuristic chitty chat machine. The Skype behind the painting. And then Lady Jennifer is, she's been on the phone. She's told all the command posts. The Doctor has been recaptured. Ransom is about to go and check on the Doctor. But Lady Jennifer knows that Lieutenant Carstairs has gone downstairs, so she's trying to stop him by pumping up his tires. And he gets very excited talking about paperwork. He loves admin. Oh, Ransom. He's really into requisitions. it's quite spectacular. So the Doctor is trying to tell Carstairs about the TV screen. He's like, what a kinematoscope. He's, they have no idea what's going on. Meanwhile, Ransom rhapsodizing about equipment requisition forms, and Lady Jennifer's like, but if they're at the front and they've been killed, well, there's no excuse for not filling out your form. Then Carstairs rings and says, oh, we've got to come to General Smythe's office. You've got to get rid of Ransom. So she tells him that General Smythe is at Outpost 17. He's like, oh, that's the furthest one away. All right, I'll go there. He is very, very gullible. So they go into the office and look behind the painting. There is the futuristic Zoom meeting. And they can't see anything. Like, Lady Jennifer and Custer is like, you know, no, there's just a blank wall. And the Doctor's like, concentrate, concentrate. You'll be able to see it. And they're like, nye, 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 music. and they're like, oh, we can see it. It does. And she's like, oh, well, if it's like a telephone, who's on the other end? And the Doctor's like, oh my God, it's switched on, and realizes someone can see them. And then we see it's General Smythe. He can see them. He's got like a behind some sort of weird Perspex map thing. There's a guy next to him with a weird mask on. He's like Kato from the Green Hornet. And the Doctor's like, oh, we've been spotted. We've got to go. So Lady Jennifer runs off and gets the ambulance. Carstairs goes and grabs some maps. And of course, as happens every time they're about to escape, Ransom appears. He's got like a sixth sense for escape. He went to the furthest thing and still is back in about 12 seconds. So Carstairs says the general demanded them to take the prisoners to HQ. I thought this was HQ. Anyway, then... then there's a you know, Ransom's like, are you sure? I've had some dodgy orders. I need to talk to Lady Jennifer because she gave me some dodgy orders. She said the general was there and he wasn't there. Anyway, they get away. They get in the ambulance and drive off. Smythe's travel thing pops up again and he comes out of the door when it slides open, pushes the painting closed because he's noticed that it's open, and then yells at Ransom to capture the ambulance. He demands artillery is used against it, and he's like, oh, it's an ambulance and there are ladies on board. So he pops the glasses on and Ransom's like, yes, yes, let's blow it up. So the ambulance we see being under attack from a barrage of explosions and guns, and then they pop out and they're like, oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Like, we're miles from Germans. Like, who could this be? And the doctor's like, well, obviously, Smythe has ordered this. So they drive off sort of sideways. I think they're looking at the map. They could just go across the field and disappear. And then they end up in the mist and Lady Jennifer's like, I can't go on. I can't go on. So the doctor takes over driving. And they pop out the other side of the mist and there's gorgeous fresh air. Everyone's breathing it in. They climb up to the top of a hill and Zoe's like, oh my God. There are Roman soldiers about to attack. Ancient Roman soldiers with horses. There's maybe 7 of them. I think we're meant to think it's a horde, but, you know, look, just use your imagination. They're about to be attacked by Roman soldiers, so Carstairs starts cranking the car engine, the ambulance, and they all climb on board as the soldiers and the horses and the chariot bears down on them, and that's the end! This is thrilling. I mean, sure, they've escaped him in court 7 times in the space of 2 episodes, but it's fun!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.